奉主耶稣圣名，在这边见证神的道。
And Lord Jesus Christ, I testify the words of God.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God, grace and blessings of God be amongst everyone here.
最近这几天下雨啊。
These couple of days have been raining.
太阳也比较少下山。
And the sun also goes down earlier.
所以黑暗比较早来临。
So the nights are longer.
这样的情况之下，有时候会常常觉得比较 depressed 一点，比较沮丧一点。
And perhaps because of these things, we feel a little more depressed.
这次从夏威夷回来啊，我太太也这样跟我说。
And after coming back from Hawaii, my wife told me.
她说我看起来有点憔悴啊，有点
Oh, she said that I look a little pale.
我妹妹看到我太太这样说。
And my sister, when she saw me, she also says the same.
她说你最近白头发好像越来越多了。
And she told me he seemed to have more and more gray hair.
那我在想说我是不是烦恼太多了。
And I thought to myself, have I been worrying a little too much?
我在一个弟兄这样沟通的时候。
And when I was speaking to a brother.
他跟我讲了一句话很有意思。
He said to me something that was very interesting.
他说啊，这个利水啊，本没有忧愁啊。可是 是风啊，使他的面貌变得皱了啊。水本来没有忧愁的，是风吹过，让水变皱了。
And he said that water does not worry, but when the wind blows over it, there are wrinkles and waves.
青山本来不是很老的，但是下了雪之后呢，你就会觉得好像白发苍苍的。一座山啊、
And when a mountain in the spring is looks a lot younger than the mountain in winter.
Mountain is not old, but the snow makes it looks very old. Looks his head become white. 那所以我在想，我在想要问问自己啊，有没有太多的烦恼
？And I ask myself, do I worry too much?
所以今天想用不要为明天忧虑做题目。自己来勉励自己。
So I mentioned a topic. Do not worry for our topic, for our mutual encouragement.
Do not worry about tomorrow.
Do not worry about tomorrow.
我再从圣经提出三点。
And I like to mention three points.
第一个就是人呐常常会忧愁。
And the first is that men often worry.
但是过度忧愁的结果到底是什么呢？
And the second point is the consequence of over-worrying.
再来就是，那么圣经提供什么一种解决的方法
？And then third point is what the Bible tells us on how to overcome worrying.
我们一点一点来看哈。
And we'll talk about it one by one.
我们看传道书的第二章二十二节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书二章二十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 22.
二章二十二节二十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 22 and
23. 人常常会忧愁。传道书二章二十二节二十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verses 22 and 23.
人在日光之下劳碌累心，在他一切劳碌上得着什么呢？二十三节。
Verse 23.
因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦成为愁烦，连夜间心也不安。这也是虚空，这在描写人生这是人生的一个写照。
These verses describe our life.
我们在日光之下，我们都很劳力，也很劳心。
And truly, under the sun, we all toil and we strain.
但是我们死的时候，什么都又不能带走啊。
But when we pass away, we cannot carry anything with us.
那我们在这劳碌的一切事上得着什么呢
？So in our toil, what do we gain?
那二十三节又说他日日忧虑啊。
Verse 23 says that that he worries every day.
然后呢，又说他的劳苦是本身就是一种重担，成为是一种愁烦。
And that his work is a burden.
那回到家本来想说可以休息呀。
And even though when this person goes home, he wants to rest.
但是到夜间呢，他的心也是不安的。
But the verse says that even at night their minds do not rest.
这在形容人世间呢，常常充满了忧虑。
And this signifies that in our lives there is full of worries.
所以学生为功课在忧虑。
Perhaps students worry about their schoolwork.
商人为筹钱在忧虑。
Businessmen worry about their business.
家长为孩子在忧虑。
Parents are probably worrying about their children.
老人为健康在忧虑。
The elderly worry about their health.
各种层面的人都有不同的忧虑。
Every person has something they worry about.
不同文化的人也有不同的忧虑。
Every different culture has their different things they worry about.
小时候很喜欢听到一首歌。
When I was small, I liked to listen to a song.
他说这个 blue, 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 my world is blue.
And the song is
gray,
blue,
gray,
blue.
Gray, my world is gray. 或者是说这个 my world is gray. Cold is my heart since you are away. 你会觉得这个人生不如意的事情，你的心就会灰心。那中国人也有很多这样的诗歌。
And this is one example of a song, and the Chinese also have another song.
我前些日子回台湾的时候听到一首歌。
And when I went back to Taiwan, I heard this song.
但是它里面就一直谈到说最近比较烦，比较烦。
And it repeats that recently we are more and more troublesome. It's more and more troublesome.
他说儿子太胖啊，女儿太胖，儿子又不肯吃饭。
And the song continues saying that the my daughter is too fat and my son does not want to eat.
那个车子太烂，银行又没有什么存款。
And that my car is broken down and yet I do not have any money.
这是用歌词在形容人世间有些烦人的事情。
And this is a blues song they have in China.
那
in Taiwan.
其实啊，有一些忧虑啊，看起来是没有办法避免的。
And there are some worries that are unavoidable.
但是有一些忧虑是自己想象出来的。
But there are also worries that we cause upon ourselves.
我们来看一下以西结书的四章十六节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
以西结书四章十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 16.
以西结书四章十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 4 verse 16.
四章十六节十七节。
Ezekiel chapter 4 verse 16 and 17.
他又对我说：“人子啊，我必在耶路撒冷折断他们的杖。”就是断绝他们的粮，他们要吃饼，他们吃饼要按分量，忧虑而吃，喝水也按自己，惊慌而喝。十七节，使他们缺粮缺水，彼此惊慌，因为自己的罪孽消灭。这么提到，因为以色列百姓他们有很多的罪孽。
These verses talk about how the Israelite people have a lot of sin.
所以神让他们这个粮食缺乏。
That's why God took away their bread.
让他们在吃喝觉得有惊慌，他们要为生活来忧虑啊。
And that so that everything they drink and eat, they will be in dismay, and this causes them to worry.
我们看以西结书的十二章十八节。
Let's also look at Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 18.
十二章十八节。
Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 18.
十二章十八节。
Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 18.
人子啊，你吃饭必胆战，喝水必惶惶忧虑。十九节。
19.
你要对这百姓说：主神论耶路撒冷和以色列的居民如此说，他们吃饭必忧虑。喝水必惊慌，因为其中所居住的众人所行的强暴的事，这地必然荒废，一无所有，因为战争要临到这地啊。
And because war is about to come upon the land.
所以这个地要成为荒废啊。
So that the land shall be stripped of it all it contains.
所以他们吃饭必忧虑，喝水必惊慌，要担心有没有吃饭吃，有没有水喝。
And because of this, they also worry about their food and water.
人世间当生活遇到困难的时候，有时候很难免，我们真的会有一点点忧虑。
And truly, when we come across difficulties, oftentimes we all worry.
这次到夏威夷去啊，看他们的生活也是有一点 depressed.
And when I went to Hawaii, I saw.Their lifestyle, I was also a little depressed.
有一位这次帮他受洗的弟兄他六年前来到美国。
And we baptized a brother who came to the United States 6 years ago.
然后他就被移民局抓到了。
And then he was caught by immigration. And because of it, he was put in jail. And every day he was crying in jail.
人家就派心理专家来咨询他。
So people sent him to, they offered a, he was sent to a psychologist.
然后他跟那个心理咨询师说, 你放我走, 我就不会再哭了。
And he told the psychologist, if I am set free, then I will no longer cry.
后来人家真的放他走呢。
And truly, they eventually let him go.
他就在美国讨生活。
And he began his life in America.
6年来啊, 他一直想办法让他太太啊, 用正常的管道来到美国。
And during these 6 years, he wanted to bring his wife over through a lawful means.
但是, 总是没有办法得到签证。
But through this entire time, he was unable to she was unable to immigrate here successfully.
6年, 对他一个人离开太太孩子啊, 实在是很长的一段时间啊。
And 6 years to be away from your wife and your kids is a very long time.
后来他太太决定来美国会他, 也是用 用他自己找的方法。
And and after these 6 years, his wife finally decided to come, use her own means to come to the United States.
他们说他们利用人蛇啊，先到了哥伦比亚。
That she first went to Colombia.
因为哥伦比亚那里对这个国家啊，有4个月不用签证。
And because Colombia has regulations where they do not need a visa. To visit here for 4 months.
那到了哥伦比亚, 他们又走水路走山路, 辗转地进入了, 墨西哥。
And from Colombia, they walked through they walked over mountains and through rivers and were able to go into Mexico.
然后再从墨西哥进入, 德州。
And finally, from Mexico, they were able to enter into Texas.
那进入德州的时候, 他跟那个人蛇这样讲, 那个人蛇要叫他再走山路走水路, 他说我不走了，我累死了。 我宁愿被抓了，我被抓到我就回自己的国家，我宁愿被抓，我不想再走路了，我要坐车。And
the guide wanted to lead them through, make them go through another mountain, but she said, "I'm too tired. I'd rather just be captured and be sent home."
你想在这段这种辛苦的旅程当中啊，太太这样的辛苦啊，先生在这里不会担忧吗？
And if you hear about your wife suffering so much. As a husband, will you not worry?
他们说他们的行程真的很辛苦啊。
And they described that truly this journey was very difficult.
他们说他们一行有10个人。
And the whole group had about 10 people.
就5个人啊, 被抓到, 被送回去啊。
And five of them were captured and sent back.
然后呢, 他后来啊, 辗转的可以跟他先生会面。
But after, but finally, the husband and wife were able to meet each other.
说当人生啊, 经历一些比较困境的时候啊。
So when we go through times of difficulty,
你说不忧虑啊, 有时候是不太可能。
If, just to say, do not worry is often impossible.
但是啊, 圣经上告诉我们啊, 有些忧虑啊, 事实上是自己想象出来的。
But the Bible also says that there are some worries that we bring upon ourselves.
自己想象出来的, it's our imagine. 我们来看一下, Samuel记上22章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 22.
沙漠记上22章。
1 Samuel chapter 22.
第八节。
Verse 8.
沙漠记上22章第八节。
1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 8.
这是扫罗自己想象的一些烦恼吗？
And these are some, and this talks about how Saul, and he brought some worries upon him.
22章第八节。
First Samuel chapter 22, verse 8.
你们竟都结党害我。 我的儿子以耶西的儿子结党的时候，无人告诉我。我的儿子挑唆我的臣子谋害我，就如今日的光景，也无人告诉我，为我忧虑。保罗在担心他儿子啊，跟他的臣子结谋害他。And
here Saul was worrying about how his son was plotting to kill him.
这个臣子当然是指着大卫了。And
the son was plotting with David to
harm Saul.
But if we study the history, we will understand that this is all in Saul's imagination. David had two opportunities to kill Saul, but yet David did not do it. But David was very clever. And because of it, Saul was fearful.
就忧虑, 啊, 做未来很多事情的, 啊, 不必要的忧虑啊。
And even the things that he has no reason to worry about, he worries about them.
啊, 我们人有时候常常也是这样子啊。
And this is actually very common in our lives.
我们为未来忧虑啊。
That we worry about the future.
但是有些都是, 这些很多都是我们自己想的。
But many of these things are all in our imagination.
我们还记得2000年的时候, 大家都忧虑啊, 千禧年有一只虫啊, 所以那天来到, 电脑系统都会当掉。
For example, in the year 1999, everyone was worrying about the Y2K bug.
啊, 很多人, 啊, 地下室啊, 堆满了食物。
A lot of people hoarded supplies and food in their basements.
这些自己想象的忧虑啊。
And this is a worry that they bring upon themselves.
在这个恐怖分子袭击纽约之后,
and after the terrorists attacked New York,
很多人啊, 搭飞机都非常的忧虑, 非常的小心。
That many people, when they fly, they are very worried and they're extra careful.
有一个人啊, 看到一个, 其实他是有惧高症, 所以他脸色啊, 有一种很奇特的表情。
And because there is a passenger on an airplane, he had a fear of heights, so he was very pale.
但是呢, 其他的乘客以为他就是恐怖分子, 所以才有那种表情。
And he had a weird expression on his face, but people, they thought that he was a terrorist because of a strange expression.
后来就因为, 就是另外格林做的这样的一个怀疑举报啊, 整条飞机啊, 飞上去了又飞下来了。
And because many people reported that this person looked like a terrorist, once the plane took off, it had to land immediately.
所以我们生命当中啊, 有时候会有一些不必要的忧虑。
So in our lives, there are also unnecessary worries.
那这些不必要的忧虑, 有时候对我们生命也会带来重大的影响。
And these unnecessary worries often influence our lives.
夏威夷有位弟兄跟我这样讲。
In Hawaii, there is another brother who told me.
你知道夏威夷人呢, 本身都非常的高大,
we know that Hawaiians are often very big and tall.
然后, 在二次世界大战的时候, 这位弟兄啊, 跟一大群夏威夷人啊, 他等着打预防针啊, 等着打针啊, 打疫苗。
And during the war, they're all waiting for their immunization shots.
然后有一个高大的, 这个还没有打针之前, 他先自己先昏倒了。 怕针啊, 高大的一个, 高大的男人也怕针啊。
And we can imagine that there's this huge Hawaiian that even while waiting in line for the shot, he fainted and passed out.
这是一种, 自己想象出来的一种忧虑。
And this is all through a worry that is in his imagination.
那圣经上跟我们讲这个过分的忧虑啊, 有一个不好的结果。
And the Bible says that this kind of worrying has a bad consequence.
过分的忧虑啊,
this over-worrying has a bad consequence.
我们来看, 忧虑的结局, 我们看 箴言的12章25节。
Let's look at the consequence of over-worrying in Proverbs.
箴言12章25节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25.
12章25节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25.
12章25节, 人心忧虑, 屈而不伸。 那个忧虑的那个心好像一直被压住一样。
And truly, when anxiety puts a lot of pressure on our hearts,
那我们就没办法伸展了。
And because of it, we are unable to overcome it.
那不只是心会有问题啊, 骨头也会有问题啊。
And not only will worrying affect our hearts, but also our bones.
我们看17章的22节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 22.
17章22节。
Chapter 17, verse 22.
喜乐的心是良药，这边说忧伤的灵使骨头枯干。这边说忧伤的灵会使骨头枯干呢。
Here it says a downcast spirit dries up the bones.
我们再看18章。
Let's also look at chapter 18.
18章的14节。
Chapter 18, verse 14.
人心有疾病，人有疾病，心能忍耐，心灵忧伤，谁能承担呢？ 这么提到心灵的忧伤啊, 没有人可以承担的。
Here it says that there is not one who can bear a broken spirit.
如果我们把这个三节仔细这样来想啊,
and if we think about these three verses together,
这个屈而不伸, 骨头枯干, 没有办法承担, 这个用现在的话来讲, 就是患了一种忧郁症。
And the words weighs down the heart, dries up the bone, and who can bear, these are all symptoms of depression.
我们知道现在美国有17.5个 million 的人有忧郁症。
We know that in the United States there are 17.5 million people with that have depression.
这个大概10%的美国人口。
It's about 10% of all Americans.
真的很多人呐、啊，当然忧郁有很多的忧郁症有很多的现象啊，有很多的原因呐、啊，其中忧虑啊是一个很重要的原因。
And we know that depression often has many causes, but worrying is one of the causes.
那当一个人呢、啊，他忧虑过多，他会产生一种啊胃口不好啦，体重下降啦，啊失眠的啊等等症状。
If someone over worries, often they lose their appetite, lose weight, and often cannot sleep.
啊，有时候有一种莫名的啊身体的病啊，就是觉得酸痛。
And their bodies often aches.
那还有一种心理状态就是呢，他们有时候会很沮丧啊，就是好像会觉得自己的心情跌到谷底啊。
And then they often feel that they're in the pits.
然后啊，常常很容易掉眼泪。
And they often shed tears.
啊，觉得很孤单，很害怕。
They often are, they feel lonely and they are fearful.
啊，在社交的场所会退缩。
And they close themselves off of society.
甚至有自杀的念头。
Or even in extreme places, they think of suicide.
啊，如果这样的病啊，临到青少年，你会看到他的这个功课突然之间会啊，这个退步。
When a youth becomes depressed, oftentimes their schoolwork suffers.
然后他言语啊，会变得很没有精神，很呆呆啊。
And their speech becomes very very listless.
就是会往变成有时候变成对人生没有生气了哦。
That they do not, their speech is not filled with hope.
那你在严重的、啊，他们有一种妄想症啊，有一种啊没有用的自己没有用的自己觉得没有用的一种妄想症啊，illusion of
disillusion
啊，或者是觉得自己很罪恶感的一种妄想症啊。
And where some people may even become disillusioned.
在这次的神训班呢、啊，有一个朋友来参加。
And this time in the student theological program, there's a student or a visitor.
NATS 了哈。
Oh, and a National Adult Theological Seminar, there was a.
那他这位小姐啊，常常说，她常常听到声音呢、啊，叫她要去自杀。
And there's a lady, and she said that she often heard voices that tell her to kill herself.
所以很多人都说他可能是护鬼的。
So many people think she is demon possessed.
那很多人帮他祷告。
And many people pray for her.
后来我就跟长老谈这个 case.
And I was talking about this with another elder.
长老的想法跟我差不多。
And the elder also agreed with what I thought.
我们都不觉得他这个人有护鬼啊。
We both did not think that this person was demon possessed.
应该就是忧郁症。
But rather they were just depressed.
忧郁所产生出来的幻听。
And this is one of the
忧郁产生出来的就听到幻听了，就会听到一种声音。
And because of the depression, they would hear voices in their head.
因为当传道人帮这个小姐赶鬼的时候
Because when another pastor was trying to cast out the demon.
这个他都没有什么反应。
There was no response from the lady.
这个好像跟以前的经验都不太一样。
And this was a different experience from before.
但是我们知道现在的人呢，因为生活的压力很大，很多人有忧郁症。
But we know that because of the many pressures in our life, many people become depressed.
但是感谢主啊，主耶稣来啊，带来福音。
But thank God that Lord Jesus has come and He has brought the gospel.
他对忧虑的问题啊，就提出了很多解决的方法。
And regarding worrying, He taught us many teachings.
我们来看一下马太福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
马太福音六章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 27.
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？或做使身量多长一寸呢？所以说这边提醒我们呢，我们虽然有时候很忧虑，我们会死掉。
And here, Lord Jesus reminds us that even though oftentimes we are worried about when we will die.
但是我们忧虑会死，难道就可以多活一秒钟吗？
But Lord Jesus teaches us that if we can we worry by adding a single hour to our life.
有时候我们会忧虑，会忧虑自己长得不好看，太矮了。
Perhaps we will worry that we are too short.
但是会不会因为我们忧虑而使我们的身体增加一寸呢？
But just because we worry, does it mean we'll grow taller?
所以忧虑本身是没有办法带来任何解决问题的。
So by just worrying, it does not bring us any solutions.
更糟糕就是忧虑本身啊，会让我们进入思想的死胡同，进入黑暗里面去啊。
But rather, by worrying, it often leads us to it often causes us to places.
那这个在黑暗当中我们就出不来了。
It causes us to go into darkness, and when we enter into the darkness, we cannot find our way out.
所以我们再回来看刚刚读的这个箴言的二十二章。
So let's turn back to Proverbs.
箴言十二章二十五节，十二章二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 25.
它这边提供一个解决忧虑的方法，解决忧虑的方法。
And here it tells us another secret of how to overcome worry.
十二章二十五节哈。
And Proverbs chapter 12 verse 25.
他说人心忧虑是去而不生，但是只要一句良言，心里就会欢喜了啦。
That says here that even though anxiety weighs down the human heart, but a good word cheers it up.
所以我们要去追求那一句话，那一句话可以让我们从黑暗的死胡同里面呢，能够走出来啊。
So we have to pursue after this good word. This good word can lead us from darkness into light.
我们知道主耶稣的话就是脚前的灯，就是路上的光啊。
We know that the word of God, the word of Christ, is the lamp to the light of our way and the lamp to our feet.
神本身就是光啊。
And God Himself is light.
所以神的话也是光啊。
So His words are light.
所以当我们听到神的话，用追求神的话，那神的话是健康的，是光。就可以从我们把在那个黑暗的死胡同当中把它带出来呀。
And since God is light, His word is light. When we hear His word, when we read His word, it often is a light that shines our way.
所以我们刚刚提到说，耶稣提醒我们忧虑没有用啊，这个就是神的话。
And Lord Jesus reminds us that it does us no good to worry. This is the these are the words of God.
只是会让我们更黑暗啊，更觉得更冷而已啊。
But rather it leads us further into darkness and.Colder and colder.
有一次小弟到这个夏威夷的哈利亚卡拉，也是一个山哦。
And one time I went to the Haleakala Crater in Hawaii.
你要这个大概四点多就上这个山去。
And
要看日出。
And we went up there around 4 o'clock so that we can watch the sunrise.
那这个看日出啊，这个山顶上很冷啊，所以很多人都包棉被，然后就坐在一个黑暗的角落，觉得特别冷啊。
And before the sun rose, everyone was very cold. They were they carried warm blankets and a lot of clothes.
突然之间你看到太阳啊，好像一颗红色的黄色的这个都要蛋黄啊，这个升上来。
And but all of a sudden you can see the sun rise and it's like a small egg.
那个光啊，把黑暗驱除掉了。
And little by little, this light dispersed all the darkness.
那个光啊，把寒冷也驱除掉了。
And this light dispersed the cold.
常常我们呢，忧虑啊，就是像太阳没有升出来那一刻一样。
And when we are worrying, it's like that point right before the sun has risen.
但是当神的话进到我们心里面啊，常常就好像那个光来驱除我们的忧虑一样。
But once God's word enter into our hearts, it is as if it is the sunrise.
我们再看看耶稣怎么说的，怎么处理忧虑的问题啊。
Let's see what else Lord Jesus said.
我们看第六章。
In Matthew chapter 6.
第六章，马太福音第六章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 25.
二十五节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？二十六节。
Verse 26。
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟更贵重的多吗？我们看二十八节。
Let's skip to verse 28.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来的？它不劳苦，也不纺纱。二十九节。
Verse 29.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的，还不如这花一朵呢。三十节。
Verse 30.
你们这小心的人呐、啊，野地里的草，今天还在，明天就丢在炉子里。神来给他这样装饰，何况你们呢？三十一节，所以不要忧虑。这边耶稣说不要忧虑啊，他告诉我们说啊，他实在是会照顾我们的。
Your Lord Jesus encourages us not to worry because He will take care of us.
那我们去看天空的鸟啊。
He He asked us to look at the birds in the sky.
真的天父真的养活天空的鸟。
And truly that God takes care of the birds in the air.
野地的百合花。
And also the lilies of the field.
虽然活着啊，一下子就要被割下来了。
Even though they only bloom for a little bit.
但是哪一朵花神没有为它涂上颜色呢？
But did God make each flower very beautiful?
啊，这些东西啊，都是人的玩物啊，都是人。啊、神赐给人的一 种,、啊、一种陪伴而已、啊、我们人才是神真正的儿子、啊、
And all these things are creations made for God has made for us, but God views us as the most important.
所以如果人神、啊、照顾这些，更会照顾我们。
So if God takes care of these things, God will take care of us even more.
所以我们一定要相信、啊、神会照顾我们，就不用太忧虑了。
So we have to believe God will take care of us, and we should not worry.
我常想那个猫跟狗，啊，猫啊狗比我们不会忧虑啊。
And often see our pet dogs and cats, they do not worry.
那我常想为什么呢？
And I often ask why.
大概因为他们没有吃到分别善恶果树上的果子。
And perhaps they never tasted the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
啊，他们没有太多的 knowledge.
They do not have that much knowledge.
那个越知识越多啊，人就忧虑越多、啊。
And it seems like the more knowledge we have, the more things we worry about.
你看那个婴孩也没什么忧虑、啊。
We also look at children; they too do not worry about much.
因为他们没有太多的知识。
And it's because they do not have that much knowledge.
我们有很多知道善恶的知识。
We have a lot of knowledge of good and evil.
但是很多善的我们却又行不出来。
But yet there are a lot of the knowledge of good we do not do.
啊，所以我们人就常常因为很多的知识，就有很多的忧虑啊。
And because of this knowledge, we often worry.
啊，其实我们要有的知识就是耶稣的知识本身，耶稣生命的知识。
But the knowledge that we should have is the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of life.
啊，如果当我们对耶稣的知识越多的时候啊，
once we know more about Jesus,
你就知道说原来他就比我们的父母亲更加爱我们呢。
We understand that Lord Jesus loves us more than our parents.
我们做父母亲的都很爱我们的孩子、啊。
Even though as parents we definitely love our children.
我们试着想办法让他们过着幸福的生活。
That we do everything we can so that they can live happier and better lives.
但是我们能力又不足。
But yet we only have so much ability.
但是我们常常很爱他们呢。
But yet we love them dearly.
耶稣主耶稣基督天上的神有无限的能力。
But Lord Jesus in heaven has unlimited power.
所以到他面前就不用再担心就对了啦。
So once we come before him, we no longer have to worry.
神给我们生命，给我们身体。
That God has given us life and has given us a body.
那生命需要吃喝啊，身体需要穿着。
That our life we require food and drink.Our bodies require clothes.
那其实我们知道，耶稣说，生命是胜于饮食，身体是胜于衣裳的。如果没有身体，哪需要衣裳呢？如果没有生命，哪里需要吃喝呢？
Because if we do not have life, we do not need to eat or drink. If we do not have a body, it does not need to be clothed.
啊，所以神已经赐给我们生命跟身体了。
Because God has already given us a life and a body.
最基本的都给我们了。
So the most basic He has given us.
难道我们还担心啊？最基本、最重要的给我们，难道我们还担心那些次要的不给我们吗
？So if He has already given us the most basic, do we still need to worry about food or clothes?
啊，他一定会提供的啦。
He will definitely take care of us.
所以他这里提醒我们呢、啊，其实只要我们有身体、有生命啊，我们就有盼望，我们就有机会，我们就有未来了。
So this allows us to understand that as long as we have life and a body, we always have hope.
啊，他是照顾人的神。
Because God is a God that takes care.、
啊、他一定会为我们预备未来的。
And He'll definitely prepare a good future.
所以我们一定会有忧虑啊。
So even though we will have worries,
啊，但是圣经上提醒我们呢、啊，处理的方法就是把它卸给神呢、啊。
But the Bible tells us that the way we overcome them is to offer them to God.
Cast them, huh?
Cast
them to God.
Cast them to God.
我们看啊，彼得前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
第七节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
五章七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
五章七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。因为他顾念你们，这是很安慰人的经节。
Verse 7 tells us, "Cast your anxiety onto him because he cares for you." These are very comforting words.
所以我们今天有忧虑啊。
So even if we have worries today,
不要客气的来到神面前啊。
Do not be bashful, but cast them onto God.
你就把它丢给神，丢给主耶稣了。
Cast them to Lord Jesus.
你知道吗？主耶稣真的很慈爱啊。
And truly, Lord Jesus is very loving.
你看主耶稣在三年当中所做的。
Because if you look at all the things Lord Jesus did in the 3 years,
当人家看到患大麻风的时候呢，大家都逃得远远的。
That when people see a leprous person, everyone runs away.
但是耶稣用手去摸大麻风的。
But Lord Jesus used his hand to touch them and to heal them.
那个大麻风的。 只要人摸他，他一定觉得很温暖呐。不管病有没有好，他一定觉得很温暖呐。And
I believe that that leper, even if he was not healed, he that someone touched him, I believe he would be very, he would feel very warm.
一个寡妇没有先生，只有一个孩子。And
there was a widow that only had her son.
那孩子已经死掉了。But
the son died.
耶稣遇到这个 case。And
Lord Jesus came upon this case.
他不忍一个寡妇没有孩子。
And he could not bear that this widow lost her son.
So we're thinking, Lord Jesus really is full of love.
And we can see how Lord Jesus is filled with love.
We are today the children of
God. And now today we are considered children of
Christ. He
certainly
can help you solve your big and little problems.
That God will definitely take care of our worries, whether big or small.
Let's
turn to Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah chapter
33.
33章第3节。
33章第3节。33章第3节。你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。啊，神啊，让我们求告他，他会将又大又难的事指示我们了。And
here it says that if you call on to God, He will answer us and tell us great and hidden things.
啊，所以我们不用忧虑了。
So we do not have to worry. Because we already told our worries to God. But oftentimes, it is worries that find us.
那就所以，耶稣又提醒我们要用追求神国神义的方法来代替忧虑。But
Lord Jesus also taught us that to overcome this, we have to constantly seek the first kingdom and righteousness.
我们有追求，我们的心就会被我们的追求占满。
Because if we have a heart of seeking, then if we constantly seek, our heart will be filled with seeking.
那这样子我们的心就没有空间再忧虑了。And
because our heart is always focused on seeking, we will not leave room for worry.
我们来看一下马太福音6章33节。Let's
turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
6章33节。Matthew
chapter 6, verse 33.
6章33节。Chapter 6, verse 33. 你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Here Lord Jesus encourages us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The kingdom of God is his church. His righteousness is the good that we know.
我们要追求这些东西啊，就是要追求了解他的心意开始。
And for us to seek after these things, we have to understand God, understand Lord Jesus.
就是追求他的智慧啊。
And to understand his wisdom.
我们看箴言第3章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第3章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
3章24节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24.
3章13节就提到说得智慧聪明的人，这个人是有福的哈。
I'm sorry, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, it says that happy are those who find wisdom, for they will get understanding.
其实神就是那个智慧了。And
God is actually that wisdom.
所以我们得到神哦，14节说这个是最宝贵的了。And
in verse 14, it continues saying that this is the most precious.
16节说是最安乐的了。Verse
17, it tells us that this is the most pleasant.
19节说神以智慧立地，聪明定天呢。
Verse 19 tells us that the Lord by wisdom found the earth and established the heavens.
所以我们要追求神，就是追求神的智慧啊，就了解神的心意啊。So
when we pursue after God, we are pursuing after. When we are pursuing after wisdom, we are pursuing after God.
如果这样会怎么样呢？
And if we are to attain this, what will happen?
我们来看24节。
Let's look at verse 24.
你躺下必不惧怕，你躺卧睡得香甜，这个就是最美好的了。
Verse 24, this is the best.
你没有惧怕,
that we will not be afraid.
你可以睡得香甜,
and our sleep will be sweet.
因为你没有烦恼了,
because we do not worry.
为什么呢?
Why is it?
因为在过程当中啊, 你都在追求神国神义的知识,
because during this entire process, we are seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness.
所以我们说, 我们在忧虑的时候, 我们要把它献给神, 可以回来找到我们怎么办呢?
So what will we do when worries come upon us?
很多人说你就听一个古典音乐吧。
Perhaps some people will say, listen to some classical music, it will calm you down.
有人说你就在林间花丛之中散个步吧，你会忘掉忧虑的。
Perhaps other people will say, go for a stroll and walk it off.
没有错，这也是有可能的。
And it's true that perhaps these things will help.
但圣经上提出一个更好的方法。
But the Bible tells us something even better.
你追求神。
That we seek after God.
追求神的知识。
We seek after God's wisdom.
追求神的国跟神的义的知识。
We seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
用这样来代替那个不必要的忧虑啊。
And we use this to replace the worries in our heart.
这样子你会知道，真的，神会真的让你睡得甘甜了。
And we'll find that truly God will give us a sweet sleep.
其实耶稣在这边又要应许我们了。
And actually, this is another promise.
他说，如果你真的追求神的东西啊，神的国，神的义啊。
That he says that if you strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
外邦人所求的东西都要加添给你们，吃什么、喝什么、穿什么这些外邦人所求的东西呢？其实还是要加给你的。
That all these things, meaning all these things that other people ask for, what food and drink and clothes, all these will be given to you.
首先，你已经没有忧虑了，即使没有，你也不会忧虑了。
That even though we do not That at first we do not worry.
然而，神也要再继续的在你生活上给你照顾啊。
That God will continue to take care of us.
这样的道理只有去遵行的人才体会得到啊。And
only this teaching, only the people who actually seek can understand.
这个道理对不追求神、不追求神国、神义的人哦，这个是天书啊，这个等于是。 很难理解的道理啊。
And because for someone who does not seek after the kingdom and his righteousness, it's very difficult to understand what this verse is talking about.
但是多少人看到六章三十三节，他可以说出一箩筐的见证。
But all those who have experienced chapter 6, verse 33, they have many testimonies.
他们体会到心中的平安，可以睡觉。
They have experienced that they have peace in their hearts and they have good sleep.
他们甚至体会到意外的啦，就是没有求的。 一些生活上的照顾，神也给他们了。And
they have experienced that even the things that they did not ask for, God has added and given to them as well.
最后我们来看马太福音六章三十四节。So
let's lastly look at chapter 6, verse 34.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处，一天当就够了。明天不在我们手上。Tomorrow
is not in our hands.
忧虑明天是多余的啦。
And to worry about tomorrow is overworrying.
真的会进入很多的忧郁症，因为你是忧虑一些你没有办法掌控的事情。
Because if we constantly worry about tomorrow, these things are out of our control. Eventually, we'll have depression.
昨天已经是历史了。
Yesterday is already history.
明天是在神的手中吗？
And tomorrow is in the hands of God.
今天是神给我们的。
But today is what God has given us.
神给我们每天一些难处。
And every day God has given us some hardships that we have to overcome.
我们只要用心来处理这些难处就可以了。
But if we can, we just have to worry about the hardships God has given us today.
主耶稣的担子是轻省的。
And truly, God's the yoke of God is light.
So 我们一定有力量来处理今天的困难的。
And God has given us enough strength to overcome the difficulties of each day.
所以让我们不要为明天来忧虑。
So let us not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。Because
tomorrow will have worries of its own.
有些人比较多愁善感，有些人比较会想啊，比较会忧虑。
And there are some people who think more and they worry more.
尤其在这个寒冷的冬天。
Especially in this cold winter.
黑暗比较早来临。
That the nights are longer and the night comes earlier.
下雨天又觉得常常很沮丧。
And the days are gloomier because of the rain.
所以今天晚上用这样的道理来彼此提醒。
So today we use this topic for our mutual encouragement.
愿主耶稣赐给我们一个没有忧虑的人生。
May God grant us a life without worries.
唱诗167首。
Let's sing hymn 467.